Hello and welcome to Tantra FM. What we have for today? The essence of the tantric path begins with transfiguration. What is transfiguration? You'll find out if you stay tuned. Afterwards, we shall elaborate some more on Bagalamukhi, the goddess of divine fascination. Towards the end, we'll perform a meditation of communion with Bagalamukhi using the proper musical support. Our yogi host Emerys and Valentino will also keep you company.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. Transfiguration, the fundamental attitude on the tantric path. Part 1. The essence of the tantric path begins with transfiguration. In other words, you are truly on this path only when your perception of someone else is changed for the better through transfiguration. For instance, if a so-called yogi makes love to a woman, he respects brahmacharya. He transmutes the sexual energy and sublimates it, but he is not capable of seeing his lover as more than a regular woman, then he does not really practice Tantra in the truest sense of the word. It is whatever else you can think about, yama and niyama, brahmacharya, sexual yoga, but it is not really Tantra. Only when he is capable of seeing in the woman he makes love to the cosmic ocean of primordial energy, when this is not just his imagination, but a reality he is experiencing, only when he feels all the powers of the universe manifested through her, can he truly say he is on the tantric path. However, this does not mean that this is where it ends. This beginning also has a sequel, and on the peaks of this tantric system, there are very high-level meditations on the essential aspects of the divine. Consequently, transfiguration is a very important aspect, and its absence leads to a very strange thing, which some people may have noticed. Although they sincerely follow a yogic path, although they honestly try to practice Tantra, there are various obstacles that hinder them from reaching the truly divine states they should experience if their practice was correct. For instance, they have to deal with stupid, limiting states brought on by possessiveness. And this occurs because they forget the goal of the tantric path. This is a path that is supposed to set one free, not bind them with more chains. Of course, being free in a relationship does not mean being indifferent to the other person's actions or feelings. It simply means not becoming dependent on the other. You can have a very fine and fulfilling relationship with someone. You can offer them all your love and devotion without adding the chains of indifference or dependence. This may seem like a paradox to some people, but this path of freedom has the effect of binding some people, only because they are not aware of the fact that their practice is incorrect. Subtle communication helps us easily bear physical separation. In other words, as Rajneesh used to say, the steps are love, love-making, and prayer. So what really happens during these steps? A person seeks unity, seeks to escape his or her own limitations. But on this path, transcendence is only possible with the help of another person, with the help of your beloved. In the beginning, the attraction and desire are signs of coming out from the boundaries of one's limitations. Why? Because one cannot truly get out of oneself physically. The escape experienced in the sexual union is nonetheless short-lived. Therefore, only when one reaches his or her lover's soul, when a spiritual communion takes place, only then does the escape through the soul occur, a soul that perceives another soul. This signals the moment of the first deconditioning, because this is when you can become independent from your lover's body. Why? Because at this time you are already in contact with your lover's soul, and you can now stand physical separation. Two people who love each other sexually will not be able to stand physical separation, because they did not manage to get out of their bodies, and the physical separation leaves them feeling alone and empty. However, if the two lovers have surpassed this level and have reached the level of spiritual love, they can stay separated for long periods of time, because they will still be spiritually united. Transfiguration, the fundamental attitude on the Tantric path, part 2. We can offer true love only when we are not dependent on the other. By transcending physical love, you can reach the state of detachment from your body, but you may still be dependent on the other. If, for instance, your lover becomes distant, then you are left alone again. Therefore, this is the next step you must take. When you feel you have reached spiritual communion with your lover, you need to be aware that you also have to go beyond his or her soul. You need to use it, so to speak, as an access gate to what lies behind the soul. In the beginning, you may get to perceive one's soul through transfiguration. Then, through further transfiguration, you can go beyond this soul and see what is above, an essential archetypal manifestation, an aspect of the divine consciousness, the divine love, a certain worship deity, in other words, a higher sphere of consciousness. Only if you reach this level can you say that you have succeeded in becoming free from the dependence on the other soul, as well as from his or her body. Furthermore, even if at a certain point your lover leaves, not only physically but also with their soul, you can still remain connected to what you had before, and this is the real path to freedom. Once again, we are not talking about indifference. We are not saying that their love is gone, but simply that it has just now truly begun. True love cannot occur between two helpless people leaning against each other for help and support. Because there cannot be true love between a man and a woman who have not surpassed their physical or emotional level, if they are still being dependent on each other physically or emotionally. If two powerful people, each cherishing their freedom, stay together, then this means that what keeps them together is not dependence, but something a lot deeper, true love. Only when you are no longer dependent on the other can you offer him or her your true love. Generally speaking, the beginners on the tantric path easily go beyond the first level, the body, but the ones who somehow manage to go beyond the second level are but a few. In Rajneesh's vision, the first step from sexuality to love has been taken, but there is a lot more work to be done. Even embellished, the soul of another person is seen in a very personal manner, and one starts to be dependent on this beautiful soul. Thus, when the woman becomes more and more attractive, you still see in her an individual, a strictly human soul, nothing more, and then you end up growing attached to her. Now, there is another step that must be taken quickly after reaching this stage. In addition, during this step, transfiguration is still the key. A sexual act without consecration is like a missed trip. Regardless of the form of tantra that you practice, right after consecration, you should move on to transfiguration. What is consecration? It is a draft of the path you are about to go on. No arrow will ever reach the target if not shot in the right direction, the direction of the target. You should not shoot an arrow hoping that maybe the wind will take the arrow to the target. Most often, even if shot in the direction of the target, the arrow may not reach the center. Likewise, a sexual act begun without consecration, hoping that during the actual act you will manage to give it a spiritual orientation, is a tricky thing to do, and it often leads to only one thing: failure. This is why consecration in the beginning is so important. It prepares the final state, the spiritual fusion, the ultimate aspect into which the two lovers transfigure themselves. If a clear and precise direction is set in the beginning, then the chances of getting there grow considerably. If lovemaking wanders into a profane direction, known as the ejaculatory orgasm, then this amazing trip is missed. Consequently, consecrating lovemaking represents the sacred act of offering the consequences of lovemaking, or in other words, the fruits of lovemaking, to the immortal spirit Atman, present in each of us. Thus, lovemaking becomes like a sacrificial fire, in which the limiting and restraining individualities of the two lovers are sacrificed, thus granting access to the Supreme Self.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Bagalamukhi. Profound meditation on the meaning of this question, who am I, is essential for the spiritual progress of the human being. Indeed, we can easily find that, although we can partially know the outside world, our inner self remains almost unrevealed. What we call self is generally our erroneous identification with temporal thoughts, feelings, and sensations, but these are not the true nature of our consciousness. That is why the persevering focus of our mind on the profound meaning of the question, who am I, will diminish the manifestation of our thoughts gradually, and all the other aspects or questions will become less important as compared to the answer to this fundamental question. Taking now into account the way of manifestation and the specifics of the great cosmic powers, we can easily understand how Tara, the great goddess related to the divine logos, becomes the subtle force of the question, who am I, itself, a force that can confer on us, in a deep immobility of the mind, the silence manifested by Bagalamukhi. Thus, the great cosmic power Bagalamukhi is also considered the force or impact of speech, which is used as a dreadful weapon against any negativism or attachment. From this point of view, Bagalamukhi resembles Tripura Bhairavi, save only that Bhairavi manifests the power of successfully removing any obstacle, while Bagalamukhi dissolves, through a complete motionlessness, anything that represents illusory manifestation. Negativity, which is in fact a more or less conscious form through which most of human beings manifest their endurance of certain factors or situations they need to face, is not necessarily an aspect that needs to be destroyed, but a specific state of mind deeply rooted in the subconscious, which has to be annihilated through complete immobility. She reveals the answer to the question, who am I? The great cosmic power Bagalamukhi resembles Chinnamasta in her way of manifestation, as both goddesses possess the terrible action power of lightning, Vajra, which is related to the electric force, their manifestation being most of the time terrible and instantaneous. But while Chinnamasta confers, as we already know from the previous articles, the power to see the truth beyond all appearances through the means of direct perception, Bagalamukhi confers the power to instantaneously stop any manifestation through the force of the divine logos. Thus, the fervent innocence of the two great cosmic powers is recommended especially to those looking for a radical and a very fast transformation of their vision upon reality. In the Tantric pantheon, Bagalamukhi is considered the leader of the army consisting of all goddesses. Actually, this is the army of the supreme manifesting energy, Shakti, of Shiva, and she's consequently its terrible and instantaneous force. The great cosmic power Chinnamasta can stop our different perceptions, and thus we can be aware of the essential divine truth. The action force of Bagalamukhi has the same effect, but it manifests relating to speech, to thoughts, and to the pranic activity of the human being. In other words, Bagalamukhi is the central point where we can identify ourselves with the ineffable silence, with the mysterious stillness, and with the ecstatic immobility of our essential divine nature, point which patterns perfectly all the actions in the manifestation, although it is beyond any activity. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon,
we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine fascination, Bagalamukhi. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.